Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here at Pastor Adam.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
We're back.
Yep. From last week.
From last week.
So we are starting a new series right now.
I bet
y'all are wondering because, you know, we didn't know what it was, right?
Do you think they might have been worrying about what series we were going to start next?
Honestly, they were probably like biting their nails and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Worrying about this.
About
losing sleep over this.
Oh, do we have something for you?
Ho, ho, ho. Do we have a series for you? So our new series is titled Stop Borrowing Trouble.
You said that good. Stop borrowing trouble.
Yeah, I was trying to enunciate, y'all.
Instead of stop borrowing trouble.
Yes.
Stop borrowing trouble, where we're kind of big premise here is, why are we carrying burdens that God never asked us to carry? Or why do we worry about things that we should not worry about? So I'm excited to get to this series. If you missed our last series, it was really good too. This is sort of a different direction, though. The last series was on counterfeit Christianity. And the last episode, Steph and I forgot this, right? But the last episode was episode 250. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, 250. Were we right?
I didn't look it up.
No, you're right.
Yeah. Our last episode was 250, which is a cool milestone to hit, right? And we didn't even think about it when we're recording. So we are now into we've had 250 episodes of this podcast.
That amazing.
Is really hard for me to believe. And if you're running 50 a year, which we're not hitting 50 a year. We're close, but we're not hitting 50 a year. If you're running 50 a year, that's 5 years worth of the podcast. So the podcast has been going for 6 years now, which is crazy that we've done this many.
That's
so
insane.
I'm really proud of us because we have been not missing any weeks. We've been consistently rolling here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're rolling this new series, Stop Borrowing Trouble. And so episode one, I just wanted to sort of jump into a big intro to the series. There was too much of an intro to do all in one episode. So I thought that we would just do it all together. And so here's episode one of Stop Borrowing Trouble. And you'll understand a little bit more of why we're calling it Stop Borrowing Trouble in a few minutes. We actually get that from Jesus. So here's the episode today, the big question. Or not the question, like the statement. Why we worry. Let's talk about why it is that we as humans, and also specifically as Christians, right? Because this is a Christian podcast. Why do we worry? I want to start off with a question. So let's just begin with a question, and we'll do an awkward silence on the podcast, which we never do because I hate awkward silences. So I just talk until it's time for us to basically say, that's all I have to say. So here's the awkward, let's start with the question. What are you worried about right now? Like for real, before we go any further, pause and think about it. What is it that you are worried about right now? Awkward pause starting now. All right, maybe you've thought of it. Maybe you need some inspiration. So maybe for some of you that's money. Maybe it's your kids. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's the future of our country or our state. Maybe it's whether you'll ever get married, whether your marriage will survive what it's going through right now, whether you'll lose your job, whether you'll have enough for retirement, or whether that weird pain in your side means that you have some sort of bad disease and you're going to die. Like, what is it that you're worried about? And I hate asking that question and providing the pause because it makes me personally think about and get in my mind the things that I'm worried about. Most of us are carrying around a list of things, not just one thing, like it's multiple things. So maybe you couldn't narrow it down. Maybe you'd listed a bunch of stuff right now. You'd be pretty normal. And many of us have become so accustomed to worry that we don't even recognize it anymore. Like we don't even realize that it's worry, it's fear, it's anxiety. So we give it cute names, right? We call it being responsible. I'm preaching to myself when we do this podcast, so you need to know that like these are my own personal examples. Instead of it, we call it, calling it worry, we say, well, I'm just being responsible. I'm thinking about these things. I'm planning for these things. We call it planning. We describe it as the cute name of planning. We talk about it being realistic, right? Like this is the thing that the pessimist says. You know how you can be an optimist, that's somebody that sees the glass half full, right? Or you can be a pessimist like me, and the glass is not half full, it's half empty, and it's got a crack in it, right? That's how I see the glass. And what the pessimist says is, no, I'm not being negative, I'm just being realistic, right? And so some of us have not, we worry so much about so many things that we don't even recognize that that's what it is. We give it these other little cute names, but often it's really just fear wearing nicer clothes, right? All you've done is take anxiety, worry, fear, and you've dressed it into something that makes it sound better than what it really is. Listen, culture is producing worriers at an unprecedented rate, right? This is something new to our culture, right? American Psychiatric Association says that the overwhelming majority of adults report feeling anxious about current events, finances, and the future on a daily basis. Notice what we just said. The majority of adults are daily, every single day, they're worried about these things, that they're walking around with anxiety and worry every single day. And the numbers for teenagers right now are staggering, staggering. This stat makes me sad, right? One out of every three teenagers have an actual anxiety disorder, right? Not just worries and fears and concerns, not just some acute anxiety, the situational anxiety, but they have an actual anxiety disorder. One out of three, right? 33% have a diagnosable or diagnosed anxiety disorder, which means the other two out of three are going to have significant anxiety as well. It's just not in a diagnosable state, right? I mean, these numbers are crazy. Our culture is producing worriers at a crazy, crazy rate. And that's not all. We're also consuming more information than any generation in history has ever consumed. We have 24-hour news all the time. We have social media all the time. This stuff is at our fingertips constantly. It's giving us all the political outrage and economic uncertainty and global crises that we can handle, right? It's just at us all the time. And if you look at that stuff long, like if you read those things a lot, then the algorithm just puts more and more and more of that in front of you, all right? So if you're sitting around watching cat videos, it's going to show you a lot more cat videos. But if you're sitting around reading the news, or you're pausing too long on the current thing going on in Iran, or the current thing going on with the Democratic Party, or wherever it is that you're pausing, then all of a sudden those sites and those feeds are going to continually, and those apps are going to continually give you more and more and more of that. And the average person now checks their phone hundreds of times a day. When I read that like 4 days ago, I was like, let me pay attention to this if this is the case. And it didn't take me very long to realize, you know, because I wasn't going to study myself for a whole day, right? But I was going to study myself for like 10, 15 minutes and try to pay attention and not exaggerate it. And very quickly, within 10 or 15 minutes, I had checked my phone 20, 30 times, right? So if you take those numbers and you start to multiply them out, I might have checked my phone. I might be the one that checks my phone hundreds or maybe thousands of times a day, right? So we got all this information coming at us all the time, right? All this stuff going on, this connected world where we can know the details of what's going on in a foreign government or a foreign country in seconds. Whereas back in the day, you know, that's not something you knew. You'd have to wait for news to come out, noteworthy news to come out and be spread all the way across the world to get to you. And that's not the case anymore, right? And so we see this stuff all the time, and we're actively engaging in it all the time. So we have more information than ever before, and we have less peace than ever before. Anxiety levels are all-time high. Information levels are all-time high. We got more information than we've ever had, and we've got less peace than we've ever had before, right? Worry is not the word that the professionals would choose. They would use the word anxiety, and they would say that it is at all-time record epidemic levels, especially amongst young people. And Jesus speaks directly into that. One of my favorite chapters in the Bible is Matthew chapter 6. In Matthew chapter 6, to those of us that struggle with worry and anxiety, which apparently, by the way, is all of us, is pretty much kind of known as the anxiety chapter. And so during this series, we're going to explore quite a bit of this. because this is sort of what God's been leading me to do personally. So, Steph, let's just start off with verse 25, right? Mm-hmm. Now, this is coming on the heels of a whole lot of stuff in the Sermon on the Mount, which we're going to get to in the future episodes. But just look at what Jesus, as he's speaking into this fear, worry, anxiety thing for us as humans. Look what he says in Matthew 6, 25.
Okay. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes?
Yeah. So notice that Jesus does not say, try not to worry, like work on not worrying. He gives us a definitive do not. One of the coolest things you can study in the scriptures is not the commandments. You know what I'm talking about? Like the commandments, the Ten Commandments, right? Study the thing. Study the not commandments that Jesus says. Like, take some time and look at the things that Jesus says do not do, right? And look at them in terms of commandments. That's what he's giving you here, right? It's an imperative, do not worry. Not try not to worry, but do not worry. Why is he saying that? Because worry is ultimately a trust issue, right? When we worry, it's really not us being prepared for the future or overanalyzing what's coming up. It's really a trust issue. Worry is really... when we get to the root of it, this is why Jesus is saying this. Worry is really us asking, can God really be trusted with my future, right? Can I really trust God with what's going to come up with this task, this thing, this problem, this health diagnosis, my job, finances, money, my kids, the world? Can I really trust God with my future? And I want you to know when Jesus says this statement, he's not minimalizing your problems, right? That's not what he's getting at. There's no part of Jesus that minimalizes the human existence and condition, right? If you look at that verse and you go, Jesus is minimalizing, you know, human worries, then you have a really poor take on who Jesus is through the Gospels, right? Because if you look at Jesus' interaction with people on all levels, he's never minimizing the human condition. What he's doing right here is he's maximizing or magnifying your Father, right? He's not minimizing your problems. He's magnifying the Father. This is extremely personal to me, this particular series. A lot of times when I choose a series we teach on, it's just stuff that I think, like, I don't know, this would be a good thing to teach on. I think people need to hear this. Or it's stuff that's coming from some message series that I didn't get to, and it's a good place to put it and good place to talk through it, you know what I mean? And what I love about doing the podcast is it lets me, with Steph, like a conversation, like I don't do it by myself, it lets me talk through things that I don't have to or need to prepare a sermon for, all right? But this one's really personal to me because I feel God currently – right now in my life, leading me to explore why it is that I worry so much. And in particular, one in particular, right? So as we walk through this series, we're going to get to, I think, episode 3 of this, which would be like 252. I think that the one we're going to do is, what if I fail? 253. Mm-hmm. Like, what if I fail? Because I find myself constantly worried about failing, not succeeding, not doing my best, you know. And then all these little details that go along with that. What if the church doesn't do this? What if this doesn't happen? You know, it's just constant worry. And so the Lord has been now like quietly leading me to sort of explore Matthew chapter 6 from a different point of view. Not from how do I help my anxiety, but from a more diagnostic approach of why is it that I worry so much? Why is it that these things, why do I worry about things that I should not worry about? That's how this series came about, was me going, why is that the case? And then, you know, Steph and I talk, you and I talk every single week, and most of the time with Jonathan, your husband, we talk every single week about our lives and what's going on, and almost always we sit around talking about stuff we're worried about, mm-hmm. right? Stuff that's going on, right? And that just happened today. And so... it's not just me, it's Steph too, mm-hmm. but
totally is.
I was thinking, you know, why God's just been leading me and the Holy Spirit's really been guiding me in, let's figure out, instead of coming up with ways to curb my anxiety, right, instead of ways to come up to deal with it, what if we got to the deeper issue of why is it that you're actually worried about these things that you should not worry about, right? So this is very personal for me. So when I look at, you know, Jesus saying, don't worry about these things, and that it's this commandment, what I'm led to is I'm led to that big thought I told you just a minute ago. I'm led to what's really under that is I don't trust God with my future. That's what's really there, right? With whatever that future is, whatever the thing is that I'm worried about at the time. So it's really personal to me. So I wanted to do a series where we look at the stuff that we worry about that we shouldn't worry about. Like, what if I fail? I already said that one. What if I don't have enough? That's the next episode. Like, provision. Provision. Mm-hmm. God providing, right? The provisions that we have in our life. Money. What if I don't have enough? What if my children make terrible choices, right? What if they choose the wrong path? What if they go down the wrong way? What if? What if I lose somebody I love, right? What if somebody I love gets sick or I can't help them? Those type of things that really, and I know this from a pastor perspective, but I don't know if I know it from a personal perspective, right? And I've realized that it does no good for me to know something pastorally that I don't know personally. It's backwards, right? It's backwards. I need to know something personally before I know it pastorally, right? So in other words, I can give you the right answers to these questions, but if I'm not actually living by these answers to these questions, it don't really mean anything. So, you know, I wanted to do the series with those kind of things in mind. What I want us to see and what I'm trying to see and believe for myself is this truth. God is already in the future that you're afraid of. And I don't mean that in some weird little nice podcastable tweet don't even exist anymore. Instagrammable quote, right? God is already in the future that you're afraid of. And I'm saying this to myself. I really felt like the Lord said this to me through my youngest daughter, Madeline, who was just talking about a few minutes ago. She is a handful, son. And I was talking about something one day. This was like 3 weeks ago. And I was like, bemoaning, well, this is going to happen, this is going to go down, then we got to do this. And so I was complaining, but at the same time, there was a lot of worry about what was going on. And Madeline looks at me, and she didn't say it in this nice way, but she was basically like, God, Daddy, God already knows what's coming up in the future, right? He's already there. So think about that big thought, that big truth. That's what I want to guide us to. God is already in the future that you're afraid of. When we worry about stuff that we shouldn't worry about, what we are doing is, and here's where the title's coming from, we are barring tomorrow's trouble and we're bringing it into today. That's really what we're doing. And that's what little Madeline was saying to me, right? God's already there, right? He's already in that mess in the future. And what we're doing every single time we worry about things that we shouldn't worry about, we're walking into the future, we're grabbing the worries that are there in the future because they're going to be there, and we're dragging them into today. And that's an issue, that's a problem. Because the issue behind the whole thing is we're not trusting God for our future. And that comes, by the way, straight from Jesus. If you jump down to the bottom of chapter 6, which we're going to talk about all those verses in between, quite a bit of them on the next episode. But if you jump down to the bottom of chapter 6, look what he says in verse 34.
Sorry, that made me laugh. Okay. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Yeah, so he's telling us, obviously, that's where we get it from. He's telling us to stop barring trouble, right? Stop barring the trouble from tomorrow and bring it into today. But he's also telling this because he is diagnosing the problem, right? So he's not just giving us this solution. Well, just stop worrying about tomorrow, right? Stop bringing the troubles from tomorrow into today. All right, today's got enough problems of its own. Let's walk through today and let's leave tomorrow morning. And there's the answer. He's also diagnosing the problem that we have, right? The problem that we have is that we're worrying about things that we shouldn't worry about. And so we have to stop borrowing trouble. That's the real issue. The real issue is not that we worry. The real issue is that we are not trusting the Lord. And we are taking the things, instead of walking in today, right? I have today's provisions. I have today's needs. I have the grace of today. We are walking into tomorrow. We're not grabbing the grace of tomorrow and dragging it into today. We're grabbing the problems of tomorrow and dragging them into today, right? We're grabbing the anxieties and the worries and the issues that are going to come in our future and dragging them into today. And so he's not just giving us a solution. He's also diagnosing the problem. I feel like what the Lord's been doing through the scripture for me is he's been helping me diagnose the issue, right? Adam, stop going into the future. that you don't know enough about and you don't hold. You aren't me, right? Even though you act like you're me, you think like you're me. Because, well, what do? We think we know what's going to happen. Like, we might be worried about what's going to happen, but we're thinking about going, well, what if this, what if this, what if this, right? And then sometimes I'll sit around going, well, I know what's going to happen, right? This is where this is going to go in the future, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've sat around, I can't tell you how many countless times sitting around going, well, this is what's going to happen in the future with regard to the church. I've been going, okay, well, Christianity is on the decline. People aren't coming to church as much. All this stuff is falling away. The nuns, N-O-N-E-S, is the greatest category now in American religious activity. And that means no activity, none, right? That category has grown. So what's going to happen is, I already know. Like, I'm just going into the future and going, I know what's going to happen in the future. The church is going to continue to decline, and it's going to be this hard battle, right, for people to come to Christ and come to church and all this stuff. It's going to get harder and harder. I'm playing God, right? I'm sitting around acting like I know what's going to happen in the future, you know? That's exactly what I'm doing. It's me sitting around pretending like I'm God. And so what the Lord is telling us, like, he's diagnosing the problem and going, you aren't me, right? You're not me. You don't hold tomorrow, right? He holds tomorrow. And let's just be blunt, he hasn't given us tomorrow. So why would we spend so much time worrying about tomorrow? Now, it does not mean, we'll talk about this in the next episode, it does not mean we don't prepare for tomorrow. Like, the Bible consistently instructs us to prepare for the future, right? But it does not tell us to worry about the future. There's a distinct difference. And you and I can't use the cute little excuse of, well, I'm just preparing for tomorrow, and using that as an excuse to actually worry about tomorrow instead, right? There's a distinct difference between preparing for what's coming up tomorrow and actually worrying about what's coming up tomorrow. And when I'm worrying about it, what I'm doing is I'm pretending to be God, and I am walking into the future acting like I know what's going on when I really don't, and dragging the worry from the future into today. That's really what's happening. And that's what's made me want to kind of talk through this. We have to stop borrowing trouble from the future and dragging it into today. Because God hasn't given you grace for imaginary tomorrows. He's given you grace for today, right? We have his grace today. We'll talk about this on the next episode. We have his provision for the today. And so all of us worry warts that are listening, which, by the way, is everybody. There's just going to be a cohort of us that likes to admit it. We have got to stop borrowing future problems and worries and bringing them into today. God has given us grace for today. He's not given us grace for imaginary days in the future, right? We don't know. We don't even know we're going to get those. And most of the stuff that we worry about happening never happens, right? Which should give us we'll talk about this in the next episode too, gives us the experience to tell us, probably shouldn't be doing this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
I don't know. I just thought it would be a cool new series. So that's where we're going. That's what we're setting up. And I'm looking forward to just talking about this in general, because it's just something God's doing in my life. I do feel, you know, what's interesting about this is God's been doing this in my life for a while now, kind of under the surface. It's not a big thing. Like, it's not the big, bold thing that he's bringing to my attention constantly. It's just sort of in the background. But I have been less anxious in the last 2 years than I've ever been in my whole life. I have been, and maybe some of you don't like pastors admitting this, but I don't care. I have been off and on anxiety medication since I was, since I first went to the church in Durham, which was when Livia was born, so 2007, right? And 3 years ago, my doctor weaned me off those things for the first time, really, since 2007. And I have had less worry and anxiety in the last 2 years than I have my whole life.
That's incredible.
So something's going on here. God's doing something here. And so this stuff is happening in the background. It's not like this big, bold, in-your-face thing. But I just think he's showing me personally and revealing to me what the real root problem is, mm-hmm. right? And I think the real root problem is that there's a lack of trust in God, And that's manifesting in me dragging future worries or troubles into today, borrowing the trouble that's set up for tomorrow. And so if you read that verse enough, read it in a way that's not, let me do this. Read it in a way where God is reading you. He's diagnosing you, right? Tomorrow's got enough trouble for its own, right? Today's got enough trouble of its own. Don't be worrying about the things in the future, right? Don't go borrowing future trouble. I'm excited to talk through this because it's just something I think, you know, I've said this a lot as I preach over the years. I've gotten more and more transparent the older I get, the more seasoned I get as a pastor and a preacher and as just a person in general, where I'm okay being more transparent. And so most of the time I'm preaching through struggles and trials and issues and things God's working on me on. Occasionally, I'm preaching in victory, right? From a place of victory over a particular issue, subject, sin, or something. Most of the time, it's active. God's actively working on it. There may be a little victory. There's a lot of failure, but I'm actively working on it when I'm teaching through it. Every now and then, though, it's coming from a place of victory. And I feel like I'm really starting to walk in some victory in this. And so I thought it would be cool to talk through it and share it.
That's so great.
Yeah. I don't know, you know, how it's going to roll, but that's what we're doing. So next week we're going to talk through the topic for next week is what if I don't have enough? We'll talk through provision. What if I don't have enough? I think it's a great place to start. Basically, we're going to talk about money.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is the number one. Money-related problems and fights is the number one cause of divorce in America and has been now for a long time, decades, right? Money worries is the primary worry that most American adults have. And, by the way, those teenage stats, I've been reading a lot of the teenage stats lately, that is a growing concern among teenagers because of parents worrying about it and things being stressful. They're starting to worry about money and finances way too early to be worried about money and finances. So next week we're going to dive into that. What if I don't have enough? Us dragging the trouble of provision for tomorrow into today. So anyway, I'm excited about the series.
Yes, it's going to be good.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Worked out good. Mm-hmm. Isn't it funny how we'll end the episode going, we don't know what we're going to talk about next. And then God just says, how about this?
Mm-hmm.
And we just pursue it. So looking forward to it.
Yes. Y'all tune in.
Tune in. We'll see you soon.
See ya.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.